What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 203. All right, so today we're going to talk about generational blank. Does that make you curious at all? Hopefully you're like, what does generational blank mean? That's the thing. That's what we call a tease. So you have to listen to the whole episode to figure out what the heck I'm talking about. No, in all reality, though, what it comes down to is just a little hunting trip that I went on this past weekend. And, you know, there's always lessons in kind of everything that we do. And one of the lessons I was able to take away from this is how we have not just the ability, but I believe the obligation to break some of the cycles that we've fallen into that maybe we grew up hating, and then we end up passing that on to our kids, even though we hated that. That cycle just kind of continues. And hopefully this is going to be a reminder for you, because this past weekend was such a reminder for me. And I feel like I would be doing you all a disservice if I did not pass this along to you. So hopefully you like this one. Also, you guys know I keep telling you, but at the end of the day, what we want to be is strong. We want to be healthy. We want to be vibrant. And look, you can't do that if you're not eating good food. Now, there's a lot of different options out there. I get it. But one option that will give you some of the best food you can ever find is going to be at crossomeats.com. You're not going to have to worry about fillers, soy, corn, all that junk in your meat. You can go there, get the good stuff, get the stuff that's going to make you feel alive, feel vibrant, strong, healthy. Go to crossomeats.com, get yourself some meat.
So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward.
What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you on board today. So fresh off of a really cool weekend. I guess by the time you're listening to this, this was this past weekend over Labor Day. And just got to spend some really, really good quality time out in the mountains. And, you know, if you don't have an opportunity to do that very often, it's just good for your soul. First off, before we dive into the actual podcast, I do want to let you know, I don't know what it is. I'm sure that there's probably some type of scientific reasoning or whatever, but what I realize is that when you're out in the woods, you're hiking, you're in nature, you get that fresh air, you have all the sounds and the calm and the still and just everything that's going on when you're out in the woods, I feel like it really does kind of connect us back to that primal wiring that we all have. And it just makes you feel good. It makes you feel re-energized. Again, not sure why. Maybe there's a scientific reason. You know, I hear all these people out there talking about grounding. Well, I was wearing boots, so it wasn't the grounding. It was just being in nature, just being out there, calm, still, quiet. Just something awesome about that, especially if you live a fairly busy life. So now, on to the actual reason why I'm talking to you, which is, you know, we did go out hunting, and you know, and this kind of ties into, again, the topic, which is, you know, why is it that maybe you would want to have kids? Or maybe why is it that you wouldn't want to have kids? Because one of the things that I've heard so many times, you know, with maybe people who are younger or who don't have kids, is they're maybe putting it off, or maybe they're not wanting to do it altogether because of, you know, how they grew up. Right now, listen, like, I'm not here to judge you if you don't want to have kids. I want to make that very, very clear. I know that some people, I mean, people very close to me, people that I love dearly, have made that decision, and that is completely fine with me. So this isn't a judgment toward people who maybe don't want to have kids, or for that matter, maybe, you know, if you're not able to have kids. I don't want it to look like that. This is more, hopefully, for a reminder for all of us parents, and I say us because I need this reminder as well, but, you know, a lot of times people will put off or not have kids because of the fact that they had a childhood that wasn't very good. You know, it could have been abuse. It could have been, you know, like sexual abuse. It could have been mental abuse, right? Like verbal abuse. It could have been, you know, growing up to parents that were alcoholics. It could have been growing up to parents that were always gone or always working. And, you know, they felt neglected growing up, or on the flip side of that, maybe they were always home and making you work, and They felt like they were just a tool, right? They weren't a person. They weren't, a child. They were just essentially an accessory to be able to work and get stuff done on the farm or the ranch or, around the house or whatever it is, right? Like, I know a lot of people who grew up thinking that, right? Like, thinking that basically the only reason they were born was to be another hand around the house, farm, factory, wherever it is. So there's a lot of different reasons why we have these stories in our heads as to maybe why we can't have kids, or if we do have kids, maybe we're bitter about our childhood. But what you also see so often is that cycle get repeated. You see it generation after generation. Like, for example, I remember knowing somebody who grew up and there was infidelity in their house, like between mom and dad. And then it was like seeing that actually turn into infidelity within that next generation. And, it's one of those things. And again, like, this is where I know people get very, very, very sensitive around this issue, because it's like, oh, now you're judging me, you're breaking me down. No, it's just observations, right? And what you could observe sometimes is that you see people go through this horrible situation that essentially ruins their childhood. It like ruins their whole childhood because of decisions that mom made or dad made or whatever. But then, and they have this resentment, right? There's this resentment that, dad cheated on mom, broke up the marriage, or maybe didn't break up the marriage, but it was just a bad marriage and you hated it because the relationship wasn't good between mom and dad. And then you get older and all of a sudden it's you who's doing those same things, right? You're committing the adultery and putting your kids through exactly the same thing that you hated about your childhood. And it's not just adultery. It's not just any of these things. It's all of it. I mean, how many of you have maybe gone through, your childhood and you look back, because all of us, even if you grew up in, the most perfect, perfect parents, perfect situation, just as humans, we're always going to look back and think that some things were bad and maybe they really weren't, but it's our perception, whatever, right? Like, our perception is our reality. So if we feel like it was bad, then it was probably bad. And, maybe you look back and it's like, my parents, they divorced when I was young. And then I had, stepmoms and stepdads, and I had this and that, and I hated it, right? Like, I hated, having divorced parents, or I hated having a dad who yelled at me all the time about everything. I just couldn't do anything right. Or I had a mom who was, out partying all the time and was never around, never cooked me dinner, never did that. Like, all of us grew up with all these different thoughts, right? And I've witnessed so many of these things. And then all of a sudden you realize you get older and you're 35 years old and you've got a couple kids. You're 40 years old. You've got a couple kids. And you start realizing that you're doing the exact same thing that you hated about your childhood to your kids. Now all of a sudden you are the parent who is gone all the time, who's neglecting their kids, because it's what you know. Even though you hated it, it's what you know. It's like ingrained into your brain. That it's almost like it's so far ingrained into your brain, even though everything in you is telling you it's wrong. It's almost like your subconscious is saying, but this is what I know, that it's okay. It's okay if I neglect my kids. It's okay if I freak out and yell at my kids. It's like I heard or saw this meme or something a long time ago, and it's so true, like, when it comes to some of these things, which is the way that you speak to your kids is the way that they'll speak to themselves. And you want to talk about, like there's so many dumb memes out there and there's so much just junk online, but every once in a while you see a meme like that and you're like, holy cow. And you start thinking about, like, your own childhood. And one of the things that I remember and one of the things that I'm so grateful for is that, like, especially my mom was just so supportive of me. Like, I remember her, being like, you're so smart, and just like putting those things into my head. And so as I got older, that voice was in my head telling me that I am smart. Now, my mom was probably lying to me, right? I mean, I like to think that I'm smart, but maybe it's just because my mom said it over and over and over again. Like, that's the voice that I hear in my head. It's like, you know what? I am smart. I'm a smart person. I take pride in, being smart, hopefully. But on the flip side of that, if you grow up with a parent who's like, you're dumb, Why would you do that? You're so stupid for doing that. Like, what an idiot. What type of dummy would do that type of stuff? Well, then all of a sudden, you start hearing that stuff in your own head. That voice becomes your voice. Your parents' voice becomes yours. And you might hate it. You might hate the way that your parents talk to you. But now all of a sudden, you're talking to yourself that way. And then ultimately, you have kids. And guess what? It's really easy for you to talk to your kids that way. And so what ends up happening is so often, I've talked about this a lot because I think it's such an important topic that does not get discussed enough, which is generational blank. And you can fill in the blank. But have you ever, if you've lived in the same place forever, or same community, same town, whatever, and it's just like this family is just known for something, right? It's like this family is known for like, everybody is fat in this family, or everybody has always been poor in this family, or everybody has always been, you know, just kind of knuckleheads in this family, right? Getting themselves in. Like, have you ever seen that? And have you ever wondered why? Because you would think like the odds wouldn't be in favor of, you know, if grandpa was this way and dad was this way, like at some point there would have to be like a good egg, right? Or on the flip side of that, maybe it's a great family that, you know, does all the right things. And you would think at some point there's got to be one of these guys that's going to be a knucklehead, right? I mean, there's all these different kids from this family and there's got to be at least one that's going to be a knucklehead, but there's not, because so much of it comes back to this right here. And it comes back to the same things that you hated about your childhood so often we implement in our parenthood, right? We turn around and it's like, yes, I hated that. Like you have conversations with people. And this is what's so fascinating is when you have conversations with people who talk about their childhood in a really bad way. We all know those people, right? There's always people that are like, yeah, when I was growing up, and it's not just that I walked both ways uphill to school in the snow or whatever. It's like, you know, my dad did this and this and this, and my mom, she did this and this and this. And, you know, it was terrible and it was awful. And I had the worst childhood you could ever imagine. And then you turn around and you look at the way that they're treating their kids and you're like, but dude, you're doing the same thing to your kids. How do you not see that? And I think we all need this reminder that one of the beautiful things about having kids, in fact, in my opinion, like one of the best things about having kids is that you could be the one who completely changes that generational blank, right? Like, let's say that you come from a dirt floor poor, whatever that saying is, family. And before that, it was dirt floor poor. And before that, it was dirt floor poor. You could be the one person in your family that completely changes that generational blank, right? Like maybe they look at your family as you've been generational poverty. Your mom was poor. Your dad was poor. You know, your grandparents were poor. Your great-grandparents were poor. Everybody's been poor. They've all been on food stamps. They've all been on government assistance. They've all, you know, never had two nickels to rub together, any of that. And it's crazy to think that just you could be the one that changes that entire narrative. You could go from generational poverty to creating generational wealth with you. You could go from generational obesity, eating terrible food, never working out, never taking care of yourself. You could go from generational poverty to generational fitness, right? And generational health. You could go from generational alcoholism to generational sobriety and clarity. That is the power that we have. Now, I'm not trying to like go all Tony Robbins and be like, you got the power to change everything, right? Like, but the reality is that you do. We all do. And why did I start off by talking to you about going hunting? So, you know, when I was young, right, now talking about like our horror stories from childhood, and it's not a horror story at all. It's just the way that it was. I have no ill will, no resentment. But it was a learning lesson for me when I become a dad. Now, there were certain things that I went through as a kid, you know, with, you know, parents getting divorced and whatever, right? Like, I don't think about it a whole lot because it wasn't that bad. It just was a situation I was born into. It gave me lessons. But one of the things I remember from my childhood is, you know, I loved hunting as a kid. And back in those days, right, like back in the old days when I was a kid, like it wasn't uncommon for a kid to have rifles at a very young age. So when I was very young, I shot everything that moved, basically birds, squirrels, you know, pigeons, whatever it was. You know, I had my little 22, had this little 410 shotgun, and, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old, I was out shooting stuff. And, you know, and I always just kind of loved hunting as a kid. And you know, as I got a little bit older and I got old enough to be able to go deer hunting, one of the things I always wanted to do was to go hunting with my dad. So my dad, he, on top of like, you know, being a cowboy, ranch, all that type of stuff, he was also like a very, very highly skilled hunter. He had guided hunts everywhere from obviously here in Idaho up to the Selway, up in Alaska, you know, bear and moose, caribou, all that type of stuff. He had guided for a big part of his life for a couple decades until he got old enough to not do it anymore. And so he was very, very skilled in that. And so I always thought, how cool would it be to go hunting with my dad, right? Not just because he's my dad, but he's, you know, he knows all the country. He knows where all the animals are. He knows everything about everything when it comes to hunting. But I never one time got to go hunting with my dad. And that was something that really bummed me out. Now, part of it was situational, which again, I understand. My parents were divorced. I ended up living with my mom. And so I just wasn't around my dad as much as maybe what I would have liked to have been or anything else. Plus, like the fall is very busy in the cattle business because that's when you're kind of gathering everything. And then on top of that, he was guiding. And so, I mean, I'm sure some of you know how it is. Like if you're a carpenter, the last thing you want to do when you get done working all day is to come home and work on your house. And so I know there was part of that as well. Now, I'm not making excuses. I'm not trying to let him off the hook, but it's like I did understand it, but I didn't like it. And so, you know, like my son, he's now 10 years old and he's just, he's kind of like how I was at that age. Like he just wants to hunt and shoot stuff, right? Like he's a little boy, he's got guns, you know, he's got his little bow and arrow, like all this type of stuff. He just wants to hunt. And he asked me a lot to go shooting and he's been asking me like to go hunting and everything else. And this time of year is a very busy time of the year for me too. Not because I'm out guiding hunts, but just all the work stuff, all the ranch stuff, you know, and then factor in I'm coaching high school football. And now all of a sudden I somehow got roped into also helping coach middle school football. So now it's like two games a week and practices and all of that type of stuff. And so really like I kind of have a very justified reasoning in saying that I will not go hunting because I just don't have time. But then I started thinking back about my childhood and about some of the things that I wish were different. And again, one of those things is I wish that my dad would have taken me hunting and he never did. And so it just kind of came to the point to where it's like, you know what? There's no way that I'm not going to take my son hunting. I don't care what I have going on with work. I don't care what I have going on with coaching sports or any of that. We're going to make time. We're going to find time, whatever. And we're going to go hunting. And I tell you that not because taking my son hunting is some noble thing, right? Like hopefully all of you dads out there that have kids that want to hunt are doing that. But what it was just a small reminder that no matter where you're at in your life right now, no matter what type of childhood you have the power to right some of those wrongs, or at least those perceived wrongs. You have the ability that, you know, maybe you had a parent that, you know, that lived on food stamps their entire life. You have the ability to go out there and pursue the type of economic freedom that you want. Now, is it going to take work? Yes. Is it going to take some sacrifice? Yep, sure will. But you have the ability to do that. You have the ability to change that. Maybe the biggest gripe that you had growing up as a kid is that you just had, you know, maybe you had parents who just, they weren't there. Maybe you had parents you felt like you couldn't tell anything to, right? Like maybe you had parents that just weren't approachable. Maybe you had parents that weren't available. Like all of those types of things are important as well for a kid. And so it's really pretty simple to be like, you know what? My parents weren't there for me when I needed them. They were drug addicted. They were alcohol addicted. You know, they were out doing other stuff. They were work addicted because that's true as well, right? And you could just make the decision that, you know what? I don't care about any of that stuff. What I'm going to make sure of is that my kids know they can come to me and they can talk to me without fear of judgment. And they know that they can come and tell me anything and I'm going to be there for them as a parent, right? Not as a best friend, not as, you know, not as somebody who's like chummy with them on that friend level, but as a parent, they can always come to me. And you could be the one who breaks that cycle. In fact, like I did an episode a couple years ago, I want to say, about breaking the cycle. But it's so easy to fall back into the cycle. It's so easy for us to say, I hated this part about my childhood, but then next thing you know, you're actually doing it to your kids. And unless you have that perspective on what maybe made your childhood so rough and the changes you can make, because I've also on the flip side of that, I've heard people that say, you know what? I grew up around alcoholism and I've never touched alcohol my entire life. I know people that have done that. And that's so awesome to hear. Now, maybe their kids will have some other gripe with them, but you know what they won't have? They won't have generational alcoholism anymore to worry about. You know, there's all of these different things that we look back on and we wish that we could have maybe had a do-over on as kids, right? Like, I wish I could go back and be a kid and, you know, I wish my dad would have just spent more time with me, or I wish, you know, I could go back as a kid and my mom would have, you know, not yelled at me all the time or whatever it is. Well, the beautiful thing is that first off, you can't change that. It's done. And so now you have to figure out what's next. But the beautiful thing again about this is that you have the capacity or the ability to completely change the experience that your kids have. So while you can't change your experience, that stuff's done. It's gone. It's in the past. There's nothing you can do about it. There's no amount of therapy or anything else that's going to change the fact that those things happen to you. But at the same time, where you have to go from here is, does that stuff carry on? Are you going to be contributing to that generational blank, that generational poverty, generational obesity, that generational toxicity or negligence, or, you know, insert again, anything into that blank? Will you contribute to that generational blank, or will you be the one that stops it? It's such an important question. And I think it's something that we all need to revisit. I mean, almost like weekly, right? Like if you have kids, 1 week to the next, sometimes it feels like you're just holding on for dear life and you freak out on them. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. I hated it when my mom did that to me, you know, or you freak out on them and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. I hated it when my dad used to do that. You have the ability to do that. You have the ability to break that, but you also have to revisit this every so often, which is why hopefully this will be a reminder for you, because I was reminded as me and my son were walking down the hill and man, did we get in some nasty stuff. And I'm like worried he might die. You know, I'm falling, he's falling. We're in all this like deadfall trees and everything else. We get down to where there's this creek bottom and we have to like scale down, like basically climb a down lot. I mean, it was nuts, right? And we get through all of it and we're walking. I'm like, you all right, buddy? You doing good? Yeah, dad, this is awesome. And it's like, boom, that is the good stuff. That's the stuff that I never got to experience with my dad. So by God, I am going to experience it with my son. And you have the ability to break those same types of cycles. So give yourself a little evaluation. Don't be too hard on yourself. This stuff, again, is hardwired into us. If you find yourself falling into these traps that were set before you, that's okay. It's okay. Just reevaluate it and try not to make those same mistakes over and over again. And now by the time your kids have their own kids, that stuff could be completely gone, forgotten about. No one even needs to worry about it again. And that, my friends, is the legacy that you can leave behind starting right now. Have an awesome day. Have an awesome weekend. Talk to y'all soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.